There are some 12,000 U.S. troops taking part in relief operations in and around Haiti. Those operations are being directed from a command center aboard the USS Carl Vinson. The aircraft carrier is currently just off the coast of Haiti. The BBC's Steve Kingston went aboard and sent this report.
Well, I'm now standing on the deck of the USS Carl Vinson, this vast waterborne runway, one of the biggest aircraft carriers in the world. They're loading up bottles of water, ready meals, medical packs, which are then being flown on to Port-au-Prince. This really has become a second airport.
We've been doing the heavy lift, so moving large quantities of water and food. We've been doing runs back and forth between Guantanamo, Cuba, bringing naval supplies, and also from the ship, taking those into Port-au-Prince, either to the airfield or directly into the landing zones in the city.
Lieutenant Scott Tompkins is one of the U.S. Navy pilots who since Friday have flown well over 600 missions into Haiti.
At first, we struggled with getting clear landing zones, and it was a lot of people coming right to the helicopters. By this point, we've got more security forces just to keep people back for their own safety. They just come in, and they're trying to get their hands on the food and the water.
And as the pilot, what do you do in that situation?
What we prefer is to have a zone that's secured with some police or troops, obviously. When that can't happen, we rely on our crewmen in the back a great deal. With our helicopter, the rotor wash is so great as we land. If we keep some power on the rotor head, the downforce actually keeps the people away, and that's worked pretty well for us.
Well, there's suddenly a lot of activity on this deck. In front of me now, a team of medics is lined up, waiting for an incoming helicopter, and on board are people who need urgent medical treatment. An elderly man is hastily stretchered to the ship's hospital. Beside him is a Haitian woman whose foot had to be amputated here. It was so badly crushed and infected. Commander Alfred Schwehat is the Vinson's senior medical officer.
We have a 50-bed small mini hospital here. We have full surgical capabilities, general surgical capabilities. We have Haitians on board as well as American citizens on board. Our hearts go out to them, and we're just very happy here to help out as much as we can.
How are we doing, guys?
Good.
With this massive buildup of hardware and troops, Haiti increasingly feels like a third front for the U.S. military, a world away from Iraq and Afghanistan, but with new and formidable challenges.
Wait too long.
That was the BBC's Steve Kingston reporting from the flight deck of the USS Carl Vinson just off the coast of Haiti.